Company's main office.
Pour les questions qui ne sont pas conjuguées avec le verbe être, on se sert du verbe to do, faire. Par exemple, you work for International Robotics. Do you work for International Robotics? Does he work for International Robotics? She works for International Robotics. Does she work for International Robotics? Ou bien, it works, en parlant d'un objet mécanique. Does it work? Il faut bien sûr être à l'aise avec la conjugaison du verbe to do, faire, au présent. I do, you do, he does, she does, it does, we do, you do, they do. Essayons entre nous de poser une question avec « do », en l'occurrence, une phrase que nous allons entendre tout de suite. « Mr. Blake works for International Robotics ». La question « Who does Mr. Blake work for ?»«
Who does Mr. Blake work for ?»
Pour qui travaille Monsieur Blake ?« He works at the company's head office ». Il travaille au siège de la compagnie. La question « Does he work at the company's head office ?»
Who does Mr. Blake work for? He works for International Robotics, a Chinese company. Is he responsible for the import or export of industrial robots? He is responsible for the export of industrial robots. Does he work at International Robotics head office?
Et c'est tout pour cette leçon de Business English, l'anglais commercial. That's it for today. Until next time, à la prochaine fois. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Hello and welcome to lesson number 74 of English USA. Bonjour et bienvenue à la leçon numéro 74 d'English USA. Nous trouvons aujourd'hui Martin Lerner chez lui, pour une fois. Il regarde la télévision en famille. En anglais, he's watching TV with his family. They are watching a story on television. Ils sont en train de regarder une histoire à la télé ou un film. Pour simplifier encore plus, they're watching a TV story. English USA, diffusé en direct de Washington, au micro Michel Joseph. Vous apprendrez au cours de cette leçon à exprimer vos sentiments, spécialement les sentiments de tristesse ou des manifestations d'humeur sombre. Préparez-vous à vous asseoir parmi la famille de Martin Lerner. Ils viennent de voir une histoire un peu triste à la télé. Écoutez les réactions. Vous allez entendre les expressions suivantes. Par exemple, « Are you crying ?»« Pleures-tu ?»« It was sad. » »« C'était triste. » »« Do you feel unhappy ?»« Te sens-tu triste ?»« I feel bad. » »« Je me sens mal. » I feel sorrowful. Je me sens pleine de tristesse. Écoutez le reste.
Sue, are you crying?
Yes, it was so sad.
But it's just a story.
I know, but wasn't it sad when the girl was lost?
Well, yes, I suppose. And why are you frowning, Eileen?
You don't understand, Martin. We like to cry about sad stories.
Do you like to feel unhappy?
Not exactly, but we like to feel bad about unhappy events. Don't you ever feel unhappy?
Yes, I do.
What makes you feel sad, Daddy?
Sometimes the news on television makes me unhappy. Just look at that. Wars, violence, that makes me unhappy.
It was very sad when the mother died in the story.
Yes, it was.
The family was sorrowful. Are you sorrowful about the news, Daddy?
Not exactly. I'm unhappy, but I don't stay sorrowful or depressed.
Why not?
The events are over. They're finished. I can't change them. I'm sorry they happened, but I can't stay unhappy all the time. I have to think about the good things that happened, too.
It's like a story on television. You're unhappy while you're watching it.
I'm unhappy when it's finished, too.
But you don't stay unhappy for a long time. You do other things. You forget the unhappy events and feelings.
I'll never forget this story.
I hope you don't forget. And when you remember this story, you'll have these feelings all over again. That's the way good stories make you feel. But you can't be unhappy all the time.
What makes you feel unhappy, Mama?
You know. You saw me.
You mean stories on television?
That's one thing. I cried over this story, too.
What else?
Some things in real life. Sometimes I see very unfortunate people. They make me sad.
What do you mean, unfortunate?
People who don't have what they need. They don't have enough food or clothing or love.
Like the girl in the story.
I'm sad about people that are afraid.
Afraid of what?
Afraid of anything. Like the girl in the story.
When she was lost?
Yes, when she was lost, she was afraid. And when her mother died, she was afraid. That's sad.
And when people are in a war, they're afraid.
Of course.
I understand now what makes you unhappy.
On peut expliquer l'humeur ou les sentiments d'un individu en décrivant le comportement de cet individu ou les événements qui ont causé un changement d'humeur chez cette personne, par exemple. Pour décrire cet état d'esprit, on se sert des mots « sad », « triste » ou bien « unhappy », « malheureux » ou bien « sorrowful », « chagriné ». « Sad », unhappy, sorrowful. Nous allons retrouver Martin Lerner et sa famille devant le poste de télévision. We are in Martin's home watching TV with his family. La conversation roule sur les nouvelles. They are talking about news. Et sur un programme qui remplit de tristesse les téléspectateurs. And a sad story for the viewers. Vous allez entendre comment on exprime la tristesse et vous apprendrez vous-même à exprimer vos propres sentiments. What makes you sad? Qu'est-ce qui vous rend triste? When are you unhappy? Quand est-ce que vous êtes malheureux? I'm full of sorrow. Je suis plein de chagrin. I'm melancholic. Je suis mélancolique. It's not very cheerful. Ce n'est pas très drôle, tout ça. It's not very cheerful. Donc, apprêtez-vous à écouter le dialogue qui suit.
A battle has broken out in Basivia between government and rebel forces. The fighting is near Sananga, a rebel-held town on Basivia's northern border. Reports say both sides...
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hello, Alan.
You're back.
What are you doing?
We're watching the news.
What were you doing?
We saw the saddest story. There was this girl, and she got lost from her parents.
Doesn't sound very cheerful.
It wasn't.
You know, it's time for you to go to bed, Sue. Tomorrow is a school day.
But I'm so unhappy.
Why are you unhappy? Because it's a school day?
Or because it's bedtime?
You men don't understand. Aren't you ever unhappy?
How do you feel about events in real life? Comment vous sentez-vous à propos d'événements dans la vie courante? How do you feel about events in real life? Par exemple, à propos des nouvelles, about news. There are lots of unhappy events on the news. Il y a beaucoup d'événements malheureux dans les nouvelles. And that's it for lesson number 74 of English USA. Well, I don't want to make you too unhappy. Je ne veux pas trop vous attrister. Have a great practice. Until next time, goodbye.